Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain News. My name is Cindy and today is June 17, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments in fintech. If you have some news in payments in fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Republican House campaign arm to accept donations in crypto. World Bank denies El Salvador's request for technical assistance on Bitcoin. Paxos adds Wedbush Securities in quest for same-day stock settlement. TRM Labs raises $14 million as crypto tracking steps into spotlight. Bitcoin holders become net buyers for first time since October as death cross looms. Iron Finance's Titan token falls to near zero in DeFi panic sell. Banks edge closer to Ethereum 2.0 staking. Now let's get started. Republican House campaign arm to accept donations in crypto. The crypto will be converted into U.S. dollars first, before being deposited into the National Republican Congressional Committee's account. The National Republican Congressional Committee will accept donations in cryptocurrency, making it the first national political party committee to do so, Axios reported on Wednesday, citing the committee. The NRCC will use BitPay to process contributions, which will be converted into U.S. dollars before being deposited to the committee's account, according to Axios' report. By not taking possession of the cryptocurrencies, the NRCC can accept individual donations of as much as $10,000 per year, avoiding the $100 maximum value limit per year for cryptocurrency transfers. We are focused on pursuing every avenue possible to further our mission of stopping Nancy Pelosi's socialist agenda and retaking the House majority. And this innovative technology will help provide Republicans the resources we need to succeed, Axios cited NRCC Chairman Representative Tom Emmer, R-Min, as saying in a statement. Emmer is a co-chairman of the Congressional Blockchain Caucus and a member of the House Financial Services Committee. World Bank denies El Salvador's request for technical assistance on Bitcoin. The financial institution cited environmental concerns. The World Bank has rejected a request from El Salvador to assist the country in implementing Bitcoin, BTC, -0.73%, as a legal tender. According to a report by Reuters on Wednesday, the bank, which is an international financial institution offering grants and loans to low-income countries, said it was committed to helping El Salvador for currency transparency and regulatory process. While the government did approach us for assistance on Bitcoin, this is not something the World Bank can support given the environmental and transparency shortcomings, a World Bank spokesperson said via email. The use of cryptocurrencies has raised environmental concerns because of the amount of electricity it takes to mine Bitcoin. On Wednesday, Salvadoran Finance Minister Alejandro Zelaya said his country had approached the bank for technical assistance in order to implement Bitcoin alongside the U.S. dollar, according to the Reuters report. El Salvador officially recognized the crypto as legal tender earlier this month when President Nayib Bukele proposed a bill that was eventually passed via supermajority in the country's legislature. Paxos adds Wedbush Securities in quest for same-day stock settlement. Credit Suisse, Instinet and Société Générale are also part of the program, which is meant to shrink stock settlement times to hours, not days. Wedbush Securities has joined the Paxos Settlement Service, a post-trade settlement platform for U.S. securities that uses blockchain technology for faster and more transparent results. The investment firm, with $2.4 billion under management, has been bullish about blockchain and cryptocurrency since back in the early days, as well as being a longtime innovator in securities clearing. Wedbush joins Credit Suisse, Instinet and Société Générale in the Paxos program, which is built using a permissioned fork of Ethereum that allows two parties to bilaterally settle securities trades directly with each other. Paxos recently tested same-day settlement of trades on the blockchain, a practice that looks all the more compelling in light of the share trading fiasco involving the Wall Street Bets movement and trading platform Robinhood. It's crystal clear that blockchain technology is destined to completely modernize security settlement and custody, Wedbush CEO Gary Wedbush said in a statement. Paxos stock push. Paxos currently operates its blockchain-based settlement system under a no-action promise from the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. Basically, when the regulator accepts a common-sense approach to something that is not technically legal. Meanwhile, Paxos is applying to become a clearing agency with the SEC, which would make the cryptocurrency custodian one of just two clearing agencies in the U.S., joining the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, DTCC. U.S. equities settlement is opaque and relies on outdated technology, Charles Cascarilla, CEO and co-founder of Paxos, said in a statement. The Paxos settlement service reduces risk, enables greater trading liquidity and provides ownership transparency, which will revolutionize securities markets. Paxos closed a $300 million Series D in April that valued the firm at $2.4 billion. TRM Labs raises $14 million as crypto tracking steps into spotlight. The San Francisco intelligence firm has seen revenue surge as blockchain analysis goes mainstream. Ransomware heists have the New York Times committing headline crimes. Pipeline investigation upends idea that Bitcoin is untraceable. But as the power of blockchain analysis creeps out of the shadows, a handful of firms are cashing in. TRM Labs, one such firm building crypto tracking software, said Thursday it raised $14 million in an equity round led by Bessemer Ventures. The Series A, which CEO Esteban Castao said follows 600% revenue growth year over year, also features Jump Capital and Salesforce and PayPal's respective VC wings. Castao declined to disclose his five-year-old crypto startup's current valuation but said the oversubscribed round closed in Q1. TRM in growth mode. TRM Labs has been racing to scale its operation ever since. It has doubled its headcount now at 30 and doubled its revenue amid the crypto tracers moment in the spotlight, a moment largely driven by investigatory and institutional demand. The growth is from all sectors: financial institutions, cryptocurrency businesses and public sector government agencies, whether that's law enforcement regulators or central banks, he said. Clients are hungry for software that can help them make sense of unwieldy blockchains, the tech back end of cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, BTC, -0.77%. Mainstream headline writers might not know it, but the world's leading crypto is traceable by design. That feature comes in handy for investigators. FBI agents quickly tracked and seized much of Colonial Pipeline's Bitcoin ransom payment earlier this month by following the crypto trail. Past investigations have seen massive criminal rings busted with the help of tracing software. Banks, too, are looking to utilize crypto's inherent traceability. Every tale of institutional adoption starts with a back-office compliance officer vetting funds on-chain, Castao said. We're seeing a surge of demand from financial institutions, you know, banks that are looking to provide banking services to cryptocurrency businesses or to enable crypto as an asset class. And, you know, blockchain intelligence is often the first item on their to-do list in order to move forward with those plans, he said. Castao declined to say if longtime backer PayPal is also a customer, but the payments firm, which did not respond by press time, is hiring across multiple crypto investigatory roles, job listings show. Other investors in the TRM Series A include Initialized Capital, Jump Capital, Operator Partners, Blockchain Capital and executives from Google. Earlier investors in the firm include Y Combinator, Alumni Ventures Group, the MBA Fund, Tapas Capital and SGH Capital. Bitcoin holders become net buyers for first time since October as death cross looms. The data show hodlers are buyers here, one research firm noted. Investors with a longer-term horizon look to be boosting their Bitcoin, BTC, minus 0.66%, holdings amid calls for a more profound price drop. Glassnode data shows the Bitcoin HODLer net position change, which tracks net buying, selling activity of those holding coins for 6 months or more, has flipped positive for the first time since late October. HODL is crypto slang for hold. It shows HODLers are buyers here, Delphi Digital said in its daily market commentary dated June 16. The net positions of BTC HODLers is a strong indicator of how longer-term investors are thinking about BTC. Supply held by long-term holders has increased from 11 million to more than 11.6 million in the past few weeks, according to Glassnode. While holders are now injecting bullish pressure into the market, that does not necessarily imply a sharp rally. Past data show bullish trends mostly pick up the pace after sustained accumulation by holders. For example, the indicator remained positive for most of 2018, which was a negative year for Bitcoin, and early 2019, when the cryptocurrency remained sidelined below $5,000. Bullish mood returned to the market in the second quarter of that year, pushing the cryptocurrency to $13,880 by the end of June. Bitcoin scaled that peak in October 2020 after a gap of 16 months. During that period, the cryptocurrency was mainly in a bearish trend, falling from $13,000 to $4,000 between August 2019 and March 2020. Holders were net buyers throughout and during the subsequent recovery, and began distributing coins in November. It remains to be seen if they will continue to be net buyers over the coming weeks and restore the battered market confidence. Some chart analysts, though, are worried the cryptocurrency could see more selling in the short term because the daily plot shows the 50-day and 200-day simple moving averages, SMA, are set to produce a death cross, bearish crossover, in the next day or two. According to Kraken's research, the previous instances of death crosses on the daily chart coincided with either a sell-off in the days that followed or a continued macro downtrend that confirmed a bear market. Macro funds, which bought Bitcoin as a store of value, may sell if U.S. Treasury bond yields rise further. The U.S. 2-year yield reached a 12-month high of 0.219% and the 10-year yield rose nearly 10 basis points to 1.59% on Wednesday after the Federal Reserve signaled a future interest rate increase for earlier than some had anticipated. Iron Finance's Titan token falls to near zero in DeFi panic sell. What happened is just the worst thing that could possibly happen considering their tokenomics, said Iron Finance investor Fred Scabesta. Iron Titanium token, Titan, the share token of a one-time multi-billion dollar decentralized finance, DeFi, protocol, has fallen to near zero. The token was last seen changing hands for around $0.00000035, down from Wednesday's high of $65. The fallout, which has been swift, has brought the project to its knees. Some argue the interest from billionaire investor Mark Cuban has only exacerbated the situation as people discovered his DeFi wallet and alleged him to be the sole provider of Titan, DAI on Polygon chain. Titan belongs to Iron Finance, a project that began bridging to Polygon's chain on May 18 in a bid to tap into Polygon's efficiency and low transaction fees. The project was attempting to boot a partially collateralized stablecoin known as Iron. The stablecoin, in turn, consists of Circle and Coinbase's stablecoin, USDC, plus 0.16%, as well as Titan and was pegged to $1. Stablecoins are cryptocurrencies whose value is attached to financial assets such as commodities or government-issued currency in a bid to keep them stable. In the case of Iron, which receives its collateral backing from Titan, users may mint new stablecoins through a mechanism on Iron Finance's network by locking up 25% in Titan and 75% in USDC. Due to how the tokenomics of this particular DeFi project functions, when new Iron stablecoins are minted, the demand for Titan increases, driving up its price. Conversely, when the price of Titan falls dramatically, as was the case on Wednesday evening, the peg becomes unstable. Titan's price went to $65 and then pulled back to $60. This caused whales to start selling. Fred Skibesta, founder of Finder.com.au and Iron Finance Investor, told CoinDesk via Telegram. That then led to a big depegging of iron. As whales, large bag holders, began to offload their Titan tokens, they flooded the market with excess tokens, causing a bank run. A bank run refers to a situation when a large portion of users attempt to withdraw their money at the same time believing the bank, or in this case, the protocol, will cease to exist. In turn, as Titan began to fall in dramatic fashion, so did the pegged value of iron. As whale dumps further decreased the value of iron, it triggered the stablecoins mechanism that mints Titan and removes liquidity in a bid to stabilize iron to $1. This caused an arbitrage opportunity in the difference in price of iron and Titan, which in turn flooded the market with even more Titan tokens, adding additional sell pressure and destabilizing iron's price even further. It was a crypto vortex of money, said Skibesta. In the beginning, users were receiving an incredible 2% to 5% per day. When the dust settled, Titan was near zero and iron was last seen trading way off peg, around 69 cents. The project has responded by offering redemptions in USDC but reminded users they will need to wait 12 hours for a timelock feature to pass before it can be executed. At one stage, Iron Finance had over $2 billion in total value locked on Polygon. That value has since dropped to around $356.5 million, according to the protocol's own dashboard. There was no rug pull or exploits, said Skibesta. What happened is just the worst thing that could possibly happen considering their tokenomics. Banks edge closer to Ethereum 2.0 staking. Switzerland-based Sygnum Bank is helping institutional clients get staking rewards from the new Ethereum network. And they're not alone. Banks could one day be key participants in Ethereum 2.0. It's a trend that will soon garner as much attention as institutional interest in Bitcoin, say firms like Blockdaemon and Bison Trails, which provide the infrastructure to make running a staking node on Ethereum 2.0 low risk and easy to deploy. These handholding intermediaries in the staking arena have been surprised by the pipeline of large companies looking to get involved in Ethereum's next generation network. The network's proof of stake, POS, overhaul provides rewards akin to interest, denominated in Ether, ETH, at a time when yields in traditional savings vehicles remain paltry. There are some large banks we're working with, but the regulatory sequencing is important to them and so unfortunately we can't name them at this moment, said Konstantin Richter, founder and CEO of Blockdaemon, which just closed a $28 million founding round that included Goldman Sachs. Staking goes institutional. Unlike Bitcoin's energy-intensive crypto mining system, which seems to be under continual attack from critics these days, the next generation of blockchain networks use POS, where blocks of transactions are added to the chain by a consensus of individuals, each holding tokens on the network. Staking validators earn a return for having their tokens locked up on the network, but can also lose some of their stake, known as slashing, if they do not behave consistently or as expected. There are a number of POS blockchains in operation today such as Polkadot, Cardano and Algorand, but the most eagerly awaited is the transition of Ethereum away from proof of work. Ethereum 2.0 is a really big deal, said Richter, who predicts the transition will make holding ETH in a wallet and earning interest as simple in form as holding a checking account with a bank. You simply have a wallet with ETH and it'll earn interest automatically, he said. Proof of Swiss. When it comes to offering institutional staking, probably the most progress has been made in crypto-friendly Switzerland. For instance, digital asset bank Sygnum is now offering Ethereum 2.0 staking, as per an announcement shared exclusively with CoinDesk. It's not the first foray into staking for Sygnum. A couple of months back, the crypto bank allowed its asset management, hedge fund and family office clients to stake on the Tezos blockchain. It's part of an incipient suite of digital asset yield-bearing opportunities being offered by Sygnum, which earlier this week announced support for a clutch of major decentralized finance, DeFi, tokens. Sygnum's Ethereum staking service will involve locking up multiples of 32 ETH for a currently undefined period of time, until the transition to Ethereum 2.0. This is expected to generate a yield of between 8% and 6.5% per annum, according to Thomas Eichenberger, head of business units at Sygnum Bank. Given its market cap and the importance of the network, Ethereum is getting a lot of attention among institutional clients who are not necessarily knowledgeable about the entire space, but want to focus on some of the largest coins as a first step, Eichenberger said in an interview. Sygnum's institutional staking is bank-grade, said Eichenberger, using hardware security provider Securosis to handle the withdrawal keys. Ethereum 2.0 staking involves both a validator key and a withdrawal key. On the digital asset custody side, Sygnum leverages the Custodigit solution, which involves Swiss tech provider METACO, a provider of crypto safekeeping to banks like BBVA, Standard Chartered and Gazprom Bank Switzerland. One of our target client segments is other banks, said Eichenberger. When we talk to these banks, there's always a question about offering staking and on what tokens, and how can you make that available to us and our end clients as well? Not to be outdone, the other main digital asset bank in Switzerland, SIBA Bank, is also about to launch Ethereum 2.0 staking, according to Matthew Alexander, SEBA's head of digital assets. We at SIBA are on the cusp of launching staking services to our clients, he said in an interview, adding, institutional staking is a game changer, because it blows traditional yield products out of the water. Tax nightmare. While instructional interest in Ethereum goes beyond simply trading the token, there are wrinkles still to be ironed out when it comes to earning yield on tokens. We've been doing a lot of education sessions with the major banks, said Evan Weiss, head of business operations at Bison Trails, which was acquired by cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase in January of this year. The technological integration and upkeep of a staking node is not too much of a challenge and can simply be outsourced. But it's regulatory gray areas like tax and accounting that need to be buttoned up before large institutions can really get comfortable. Weiss said lots of progress has been made by the Proof of Stake Alliance, which is working closely with the IRS on this topic. Right now, receiving a staking reward and it being classed as a taxable event is a tax nightmare, both for token holders, but also for tax authorities, said Weiss. The goal is to treat staking rewards as any type of new property. So, it's never income when you create that new property, it's income when you sell and dispose of it. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.